Welcome back to Amanda's World. We're finally doing a small business Saturday, and this week we are joined by Eat Me Cookies. It's a really cool cookie business that makes custom cookies. Just enjoy the podcast. I'll see you guys for Thursday's upload. Everybody, welcome back to Small Business Saturday. It's back. This week I'm joined by Maddie and Beth, and I'll let them introduce themselves and tell you guys a little bit about their business.
Hey guys, I'm Maddie.
And I am Beth, and we are the sisters and co-founders behind the brand Eat Me Cookie Cakes.
So explain what that is exactly to everybody.
So we are a cookie company. We do 13-inch cookie cakes, which are like a small pizza. And we also do 5-inch cutout cookies. And we have every shape you can imagine, literally from genitalia to a birthday hat.
That's sick.
And they're fully customizable. So we can pipe anything you want on them, as long as you're not racist or homophobic or bullying. Mm-hmm. But we're open to you, you know. Maybe like throwing the F word on there.
That's good to know for my mom's birthday, because I'm not going to be here for my mom's birthday. I'm going to be up at school. So I might hit you up to try to get a cake sent to her for her birthday.
Yeah, we can absolutely do that. We ship nationwide, and we are actually a COVID started business. Maddie and I had been living in New York City.
Where in New York City? I'm from Long Island.
I hear your accent.
We're originally from Cleveland area, which is in Ohio, but after college, I'm 5 years older, so I moved to the city before Maddie. She kind of followed my footsteps, and then we left for COVID and actually started this business on our parents' driveway in the middle of quarantine. Kind of the idea had resurfaced, and we wanted to be able to give people the opportunity to send a contactless gift at the time.
With your mom's birthday, not being able to be there.
Right.
It's a good gift because you place the order online and we ship it right
to wherever you're. That's good to know, because I think I might do that for her birthday. I feel so bad. I'm not going to be home.
Yeah, it's a great gift. They're also, what we did is we looked at the cookie cake, which is a very popular dessert trend that seemed to be quite dated. So we just wanted to revamp it and give more flavor options, use a more all-natural ingredient profile, and then also give people the opportunity to customize it entirely. So
that's sick.
Where most cookie cakes that you see, like in the grocery store or like an American cookie cake company, they usually give you like 25 to 40 characters of customization. We can do up to 300 to 350 characters.
Which is
like
sick.
It's like insane what we can fit on a cookie cake. So
that's so cool.
That's what we have been in the cookie business for almost 4 years in May.
Mm-hmm.
That's so cool. So what's been your favorite cookie that you've done like a design for?
Ooh, okay. I know. We got to send little cutout crown-shaped cookies to the TV show for King Charles' coronation, and they were featured on the Today Show with Hoda and Jenna.
Oh, that's so cool.
That was really cool.
Yeah, I think for me, probably some of the influencers that we've sent to.
I think you've sent to Chrissy, I think her name is, the one who does all the unboxings on TikTok.
Yeah, we love her. Well, we don't know her, but I love her Instagram. Yeah, our friend Hunter is actually friends with her.
I watch all her unboxings. That's actually, I had sworn you guys on her, and then I searched you guys up and was like, wait, they kind of seem kind of cool. I want to interview them, because I was scrolling through her page trying to find businesses.
I love her. I think she's so funny.
Yeah. So for us, it's really fun because we send to a lot of influencers. Influencer marketing is very big for us, but we never pay anybody to post, but we find that 90% of the people that we send to end up posting because
she posts.
The content of the cookies is so good that they want to share it with their followers.
Yeah, she posted an unboxing of you guys on TikTok, and that's how I found.
I remember.
Yeah, no, I love her content. She does an unboxing for every single business that she works with.
I love that because a lot of times, like you're doing, I love what you're doing with Small Business Saturday because, you know, a lot of people don't know who we are, and we work really hard to try and get our name out there. So for someone like you and someone like her to kind of help advertise for small business and women-owned, it's really helpful.
And it's Women's History Month, too.
Yes.
Love that.
So now I want to ask you guys, what is it like working together as siblings? Because I know me and my brother, we could never do something like this together. We just fight the whole time.
You know what? We are 5 years apart.
Uh-huh.
So I'm 33, she's 38. And we never, I think that really helped us growing up because we never overlapped in school. Like, yeah. We were never in high school at the same time. Uh-huh. We were never in college at the same time. So we've always had enough of a gap where we've never had to, like, compete over anything.
Right. We work well together, but it's also a good thing because we balance each other out. Her strengths are where my weaknesses are and vice versa. But also, it's great because if we do have creative differences, which we do from time to time, we are able to hash them out with one another. Yeah. Where none of us, we're not biting our tongue or feeling the need to tone it down a notch. We'll say exactly what's on our mind. We'll talk it out, fight it out, bicker it out, yeah. And then we're fine.
My brother and I were only like 2 years apart, and we were in high school, elementary school, and middle school together, so we're the complete opposite. We fight.
Yeah, my brother and I, we have an older brother. He and I are 2 years apart. He's 2 years older, and we lived like the same way that you did. And I feel like if my brother and I were in business together, we would butt heads a lot.
Yeah, definitely. So now I want to ask, what's been your favorite like college that you've gotten to do cookies for?
We do a lot of Greek life cookies.
I would say rather than even like picking one in specific, I would say that we've done a lot that really stand out to me that are fun. A lot of like, Greek life cookies, like Big Little Reveal.
Yeah, we just sent out like some Big Little Reveal cookies.
Parent weekend cookies.
That's cool.
Yeah.
And also, actually, I love, too, when a parent will send a gift to, like, one of their kids that's in a dorm.
Yeah.
Not really
Now that I'm thinking about it, I think somebody sent me your cookies when I was back in March. I had gotten injured and sent me custom cookies.
Really?
And I'm thinking that it might have been from you guys.
Oh, my gosh, I hope so.
It was from a small business. They made me, like, cookies, like, shaped out of feet and sent them to me. So
oh
I don't,
my gosh, maybe. That could have been us.
Your friend has extremely good taste, if that's the
situation. I'm thinking it might have been you guys, because your logo looked familiar, that's why.
It's the art logo. I hope so. Yeah.
I have to ask her where she got them from, where she got them sent from.
We'll have to ask her. So we live in Charleston, so this is a college town.
Okay.
So we do work closely with a lot of the,
Isn't University South Carolina near you guys?
It's not far.
My cousin's part of the Greek life there. He's part of one of the frats.
Yeah, we send a lot of cookies there. We've actually sent cookies to pretty much colleges all over the nation.
That's sick. Have you guys ever sent to Oswego?
No.
Where do you go to Oswego? That's why I was asking.
Oh, that is so cool. No, we've never been, but I'm very familiar.
Do you like
it?
It's okay. Like, what do you think, Haley? Do you like it?
I like it so far.
Yeah, it's nice. It's different.
From home, or do you think it's hard
being? I love being away from home.
Okay, that's good.
Because I'm 6 hours. She's like 45 minutes. I'm 6 hours away.
Okay,
yeah, that's kind of nice.
Oh, wow. Okay, but it's nice that your friend and roommate is close.
She's not my roommate. She lives down the hall.
Oh.
I live by myself.
You have a friend who has a family close enough where you can drive her commute a little bit.
That is nice.
Yeah. And she has a car on campus, so it's nice.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah. So now I always like to ask this, what's been your least favorite design that you've done? I always ask businesses this.
Okay.
Ooh. Well, that's an interesting question because she does the baking and the piping, so I do all the writing. So this is sometimes where we butt heads because there's some shapes. I mean, our cookie cakes, I don't mind. But when we do our little cookies, there's some shapes that I don't like as much because it takes me longer to have to do them.
So, for example, like, you know, I brought up, we did the crowns for the coronation. Uh-huh. A crown is fun, but we do have shapes like a party hat. And those just take a lot more effort to decorate. So
yeah.
You can tell them a party hat.
Yeah, so I like cookies that have a little bit more volume to them because I write so much on them.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I swear on your guys' website that you guys have a Shamrock Shake cookie right now.
We do.
Oh my God. We do. We just added it.
That looks so good.
Yeah. Every month we try and do a new
flavor
that kind of goes along with if there's a holiday or...
Are you guys getting the solar eclipse in April that's happening here in New York? We're getting a full solar eclipse.
I've been reading about it.
They said your dogs are going to start your pets are supposed to act weird when it happens.
Yeah.
You know, we're getting a full eclipse up here. Like, we're getting the full sighting of it in Oswego.
Oh, my God.
Wait, that's really cool. I don't know if we're getting it here quite like there in other places, but I have been reading about it.
Yeah.
It's like...
No, I was always imagining because you guys could do a cookie based off of that, like a moon-shaped cookie or something.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
These are all good ideas. Yeah.
Well, thank you guys for listening to Small Business Saturday. I'm going to link their shop below. Thanks for listening. I'll see you guys for Thursday's upload. Watching, make sure you go check out the cookie shop, Eat Me Cookies. I'm gonna put it below. Make sure you check out my Instagram. I'll see you guys for Thursday's upload.